Now joining us on Canucks Central after intermission is Canucks General Manager Jim Benning. Jim, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on getting Brock Besser signed. Must be a sigh of relief at this point.
Yeah, it is. You know, we started training camp, and, you know, it's been going good. Camp's been going really good, but, you know, there's just that missing piece. And getting him signed now and getting him up and going here this next few days is going to make it complete, and I'm excited to see him, you know, how he fits in with Petey and Furley, so it should be fun.
Well, one of the things that Travis talked about is having one of the puck retrieval players in each line and then wanting to have a couple of guys that can score as well, creating more balance on this team. And then you start adding JT Miller, who had a pretty good solid period here as well, opening up his first appearance in the preseason for the Canucks. And you look at that top six and how it all may fall into place. How important is it to get Brock into some games and getting those guys together on the ice before the regular season rolls around?
Yeah, well, I think Travis is talking about practicing the power play on Wednesday. And so, you know, he wanted to get him in here. Brock's going to be a big part of our power play. And so he wants to get him in here and get him some reps and stuff in practice and get him some preseason games. So I think it's important that, you know, if we could get it done to try to get him signed now, so I'm happy we got it done today.
And I know there's been a lot of talk of maybe trying to get him signed to a long-term contract, and I know you mentioned that Brock and especially some of these young kids now want to bet on themselves on a short-term deal. Did you ever get close on a long-term deal?
You know, we talked about it. You know, we never really got to a place where we were going to get a deal done, and so then we started talking shorter term. We started talking 3-4 years, and seemed like our best fit to get a deal done was to do 3 years. He wanted to do 3 years. It makes sense for us because, you know, now he's got to come in and perform the next 3 years, and then we'll pay him accordingly.
So when you look at that, a long-term deal for a player like him, especially now with the CBA being extended to 2022, but a new TV deal coming in, and Seattle franchise is coming in, which you mentioned in the scrum a bit earlier on, does it create a bit of a harder negotiation aspect because the player side may look at things to project a bigger cap than what may actually happen? Does that kind of build into those contract talks?
Yeah, and I think what we're seeing in the contracts now is like this last year on those bridge deals, whether it's Werenski's deal or McAvoy's deal, you know, it's for a fairly big number. So these younger players now, they're okay with doing the bridge deals, and, you know, they want to bet on themselves, and they're betting on, you know, the cap going way up the next couple of years with the new TV deal with Seattle expansion. And so, you know, they feel like they can perform at a high level and get paid.
Was the cap situation at all a factor in not exploring a longer-term deal?
No. We could, you know, there's some things we could have done cap-wise to make it work. If a longer deal made sense, we would have looked to do it. But, you know, we never could really get to a point where we could get a deal done on a longer-term deal. So we looked to try to get the shorter deal done, and that's what we did.
And right now you have a bunch of players on the contract, and cut down day isn't going to be a real easy decision for this franchise. And when you start looking at those decisions and also the cap situation moving forward, will trades be something you explore throughout the season to alleviate some of that
like
concern?
Even, you know, I'm talking to some teams now. I don't know, you know, where that ends up going, but you know, I think we're going to have a competitive camp here. We got some young players that have looked fairly good so far, so I expect it to be, you know, right to the end, guys fighting for jobs and for ice time, and we'll sit down after camp and we'll have some hard decisions to make.
Now that the CBA has been extended for a few years, does it make it easier to have trade talks with other teams with more certainty for a couple of years?
You know, it just depends. Like, if teams have injuries through training camp, they're looking for a certain type player. You know, I think some teams want to give their young guys a chance and see, you know, where they're at camp, and if they're good enough to make the team and help the team win, they'll go with them, and if they're not, they'll look to, you know, try to make a trade and get a proven player in there.
We're in conversation with Canucks General Manager Jim Benning here on Sportsnet 650. It is Canucks Central at the intermission. Well, you mentioned some of those young guys that are kind of stepping up, and in this game, there's a fairly young roster as well. One player you guys signed as an undrafted free agent, and especially in that first period, played really well. Second period, had some moments, Brogan Rafferty.
Yeah.
And when you look at that kid,
he's had an excellent camp so far. Like, he plays with a lot of poise when he has the puck. He makes good plays, gets it up ice. You know, he's a big-bodied guy. He's a smooth skater. You know, even our scrimmages that we've had in camp, he's one guy that's kind of stood out so far.
And just talking to him, he's one of those more late bloomer type of players as well. So even though he's almost in his mid-20s, there's more untapped potential because of his curve being a bit later.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's a guy that, you know, grew up playing in the States and you know, went to school and developed as a player. We signed him, played him a couple games last year at the end of the year. He didn't look out of place, and I think that gave him some confidence, you know, over the summer, knowing that he could play at a high level, and he's come in so far in camp and looked good.
The other player you guys signed as a free agent, undrafted defenseman, was Josh Tevez as well. And last year he came in, you could tell maybe he needs to work on his skating. He looks a bit faster so far this year. How far do you think he's come along from what you saw last season?
Yeah, his skating definitely picked up over the summer. I think physically he got stronger, and as he got stronger, his skating picked up. Josh is a real competitive guy. Like, he's, you know, even in the practices through training camp, he's, you know, he plays hard on the puck, and he's been physical, and he's, you know, I think he's a hard worker and competitive, and, you know, guys like that, they give themselves to develop and a chance to, you know, develop into an NHL player.
Well, and when you start looking at those defensemen down in Utica as well, a number of the players you've drafted the past couple of years signed as free agents, and there will be battle for positions, and who's going to be the first call-up option as well. And Guillaume Brisebois has been down there for a couple of years, and just so far in camp and watching him in this game, it seems like he's growing into himself more physically mature. He's playing a lot harder on the puck as well. What do you like about his game, and how is he coming along?
I love his mobility and his ability to skate. You know, his ability to turn, get back, get pucks, and move them up ice fast. And you're right, he's gotten stronger the last couple of years, and with the strength, he's playing more physical. You know, I think that's going to be a strength of our organization here going forward. We have a lot of good defensemen, young defensemen, that are going to play in Utica this year and develop and play games for us. Like, Ole Ulevi, we've been bringing him along slow, but he looked good in the scrimmage yesterday. So, you know, Ashton Sautner's had a good camp so far. So, you know, that looks like so far a strength for us this year.
Well, you mentioned Ole Ulevi as well, and it seemed like that first day, it was his first time he's been in that intense of a practice skating. It seemed like he was favoring his knee, but then came back and played the next day. Is that something to always monitor with Ole over the next few weeks here, and also maybe understanding that his path just to get to 100% is still a bit of a ways to go?
Yeah, because this is still, you know, part of his rehab. He hasn't played hockey in 10 months. He had a serious knee injury. I thought the first couple days he's skating good. He's turning well. You know, and then kind of he got real tired that one day, and so we just backed him off, put him with the third group there the third day, and you know, he's back with the other group after that. And so he's, you know, we just want to get him up and going and ready to start the season. So we're not going to rush him. We're going to, you know, just see how he is day to day, and hopefully he's ready to start the year.
Well, some players need more development time due to injury just because their paths take longer to get there. And then you have a couple of players. You saw last year Elias Pettersson, what he did. You have Quinn Hughes coming up this year. And you also mentioned the fact that with the RFA deals changing and having some space for those guys in a couple of years, how are you navigating that in a couple of years? We're getting those guys signed as well with your long-term cap situation. How do you feel about that going forward?
I think we're in a real good place. Like, we, you know, we've planned for it. We've talked about it lots. You know, we know that, you know, if they have good seasons, it's going to cost us a lot of money to get them re-signed. But so far, you know, Petey's come in and he's gotten stronger over the summer, and looks like he's stronger on his skates, better balance, and so he's looked real good. So I think he's ready to, you know, kind of take over where he left off last year, and I think even and have a chance to be better, because, you know, I think Michael Ferland's going to help those two guys playing on that line. And so, and Quinn Hughes is, you know, he's been excellent in camp, and he's an exciting player to watch. He's got great balance on his skates, and he's such a smooth skater that, you know, two strides and he's in full speed, and the way he can carry the puck up the ice is fun to watch. And he's had a good camp, and looking forward to seeing what he can do in the regular season.
Well, we're all excited about seeing those guys. One player who's not here but playing in Calgary who scored a goal for the Canucks is Jake Virtanen.
And Travis, two
goals for the Canucks.
Scored overtime
winner right now.
Tonight.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Jake Virtanen, Travis Green put his thumb on him early on in camp, challenged him a little bit. How is this response?
That's been good. Like, you know, I think, you know, that's just part of the maturing process that young players go through. And, you know, Travis talked to him this summer and wanted him to come at a certain fitness level, and certain weight, and he was close to making it, but he didn't quite make it, and started out in that third group that first day, and you know, the next day they put him in the with the regular group, and he had two real good days, and sounds like he had a good game tonight, scoring two goals, including the overtime winner.
He is Jim Benning, Canucks General Manager. We appreciate your time, Jim. Congratulations on getting Brock Besser signed. Best of luck to the season, and I know there'll be some tough decisions ahead, so we'll see what happens.
Thanks for having me.
That is Canucks General Manager Jim Benning. Fresh off signing Brock Besser to a 3-year contract worth $5.875 million per season.